Not too much. Don't curse. Mics are on.
Is the adapter in there?
Much after
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's there.
It disappeared.
Got our quarter to eighth.
Quarter inch to, yeah, stereo mini, 3.5 millimeter to quarter inch.
Uh-huh. Indeed, sir.
Why do they have so many adapters on these things?
Just scientists with him.
You take care, Miles.
Will do.
That dude. He's that dude's good. He's yeah. a good guy.
He is.
What's up, Larry?
Nothing much.
Nothing much.
Do you remember being young and having potential?
I remember being young. That I remember.
Burn. It's that kind of industrial grade zinger that made you the man you are today.
That's it. That is it.
Seriously, when you were young, I like, I have no potential.
Well,
I kind of felt that way, actually.
I don't know. I figured, like, by the time I was 20, I thought, okay, now I have my profession. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
And when you were 20, what were you doing? Selling weed?
Yeah. Well, heroin.
Oh, okay.
Heron.
What kind of heroin did you sell?
China White.
China White?
Yep.
I'm Black Tar, personally, but, you know.
Which, you want to chase the dragon, you got to go Black Tar.
We can agree to disagree.
I like to shoot it. So, I know I was working, doing that FCC work. So I thought, okay, this is it. Now I found it. So it wasn't until I was maybe in my 30s that I realized, huh, that isn't for me.
No.
So.
China White, seriously? What about Peruvian? Peruvian White.
I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Flake? Growing that coca leaves in the backyard by those Grand Duke tomato plants?
The only thing I know about heroin is what I read in the Jerry Garcia biography.
How much heroin was Jerry Garcia taking? I never understood that.
Well, I don't know. I think frequently over a long period of time. I don't know how much he did. Like, I really don't know. I never have...
Not frequently, but I always thought of him as like an on and off kind of
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, well, but when he was in it, he was just... That was it. Twinkies and heroin. So...
You've been watching so much Wire, haven't you?
It's just... It's how I roll. I say heroin now.
Did you watch The Wire? You watched that show, right?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
You should.
I should.
I mean, it's... I hate to add a voice to that chorus, but, I mean, it is a fantastic show.
I know, but I get... You know, I don't want to. I want to be like I can get like for with the Breaking Bad.
Uh huh.
You know, I resisted, and then and finally I watched it, right. and I had to watch every single one, and now I'm just waiting. So I don't want. And while during that time, that's all I did: come home, watch. Make a Greyhound, get my bat on. So I can't. I don't want to fall into that. Like, I'm sure, like, if people say this is a good show, The Wire, I'm sure it's awesome.
It's pretty good.
But I need, like, a few good shows, and those I'll watch, and then I'll leave all the other good shows so I don't end up just watching TV all the time.
They were talking about this yesterday, actually, on the TBTL, and uh-huh. They were saying that liking The Wire is the way for white people, because The Wire is a show basically about poor non-white people. You know, in at large. And so it is a way for white people to speak in that sort of dog whistle of saying, I'm down. I'm down, everybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you.
Okay.
You want that, right? You want to be down.
Like you show up at the accounting office. How's your weekend, dog? Looks like that.
Yes, exactly. That heroin's really getting the hood down.
No, I want to be down.
There was a thing that, like, David Simon, who does The Wire, I guess, who is the Attorney General right now?
The Attorney General?
Yeah, and his name's not Kevin. Have we ever had a Kevin in elected office?
Kevin? None that I can think of.
Have we?
Wow, I can't believe that I cannot...
Holder. Eric Holder. Thank you. But I guess Eric Holder was a big fan of The Wire, and then David Simon apparently said, yeah, I'll do another season of The Wire if America reforms its drug laws.
Really?
That's taking a road that...
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it suggests a pomposity.
I guess, but that'd be cool if Holder was like, all
okay,
right.
Fine, we'll take marijuana off Schedule 1 or whatever.
That'd be great. I wish things worked that way.
No, you don't wish things, because you know what would happen then. Like, Eric Holder might be one case, but let's say it was Rick Perry.
Well, how does it work now?
I need another season of... What show would Rick Perry be watching that he would need so badly that he would change laws for?
Golden Girls?
I was thinking more like Hoarders.
But, you know, I mean, how does it work now? Please make a law saying it's illegal for Americans to buy pharmaceuticals in Canada. Here's $1 million. Done. Wouldn't it be better?
That's true. That's a good point.
Just bargain everything that's good in exchange for a loss.
This is going down a road that I'm not cool with, Larry.
All right.
I like where you're coming from, but I don't like where we're going.
That's it, you know.
Fair is fair, right? That, because the flip side of that coin looks really ugly.
Balance the budget or we'll close Disney World.
Have you seen Idiocracy?
No, I so want it, but
put
it's
that
not
on the list.
I can't stream it.
You can't?
No, it's not available for stream. I'm starting to... The bloom is off the rose for Netflix for me.
Although, if you want to watch the new... Because they're bringing Arrested Development back. If you want to watch that, I had read that apparently you can only watch it streaming on Netflix.
Is that so?
I don't know. That sounds so weird. Like, maybe I misread the article, but the headline was like, you're going to have to get streaming Netflix if you want to watch AD. And the reason for that was it's not going to be on network TV. Like, Netflix is... Or is it Flixster? Which is the one that's streaming only? Netflix?
Flixster.
Flixster is the stream... God, that name's...
Because remember, they... Wait. No, they changed it. They
broke off the DVD. Like, the physical media world is...
They changed that. They were going to have Flixster. That was going to be their streaming thing. And then Netflix was going to be the DVD. And then the guy said, okay.
Fine.
That's a bad idea. So now it's all Netflix again.
Did you... Hold on for a second while I drop a reference.
Go.
Did you read that issue of The New Yorker?
Ooh.
Where they were talking about, like, the business of naming and how Flixster was the poster child for, like, the worst possible name. Because it reminds everybody of Napster.
I didn't read that.
And Friendster and, like, all these...
Well, that's what they were trying for, I thought.
Yes, let's name our business after dead models.
Napster's still alive.
Is it?
It was absorbed by Rhapsody.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I kind of like Napster. I was doing a lot of that.
Oh, in the old days, that was great.
So fun, yeah. That 56K modem. pulled four songs down overnight.
Yeah, it was great.
Good times.
Now, you know, I love the new world. I know you're not a fan, but...
Of what?
Oh, your Spotify's, your Moogs.
Why do you think I'm not a fan of Spotify?
Because I always read your... social media posts about how it's ripping off artists.
It's kind of ripping off artists. Well, that's not to say I don't like ripping off artists.
Oh, okay.
See?
I see where you're going. Yeah. I made an intellectual leap that was wrong.
Yeah. I think musicians today are totally overpaid.
Should.
I think they're not working hard enough. This sleeping in till 11 and 12 stuff, just because you go to bed at 3 in the morning does not mean you cannot get up at 6 a.m. like the rest of us.
Right. Exactly.
Come on, musicians. Quit slacking.
I see it. And more stickers.
19 hours in a van, peeing in a Gatorade can, jar, whatever.
I'm sure they don't do that.
Pretty sure they do.
Like truckers.
I've never done that. I've tried. I haven't tried, but I thought about it. There have been moments where I'm like... Because if you're stuck in traffic in, like, L.A., 405 or whatever, like, it's... I mean, here, it's not a problem. You can get off the road anywhere in Humboldt County. Like, even in, like, Sunnybrae. Like, there's a forest around the corner. Like, you can go somewhere.
To urinate outside.
Right, to pee outside.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. In L.A., it's a different story. If you're on the 405, you got to get off, you got to find a gas station, or maybe an IHOP.
Or a bank.
Bank. Maybe a bank. ATM vestibule.
Yeah, exactly.
They should offer that as an option. Deposit, withdraw, pee. Little thing would slide out.
Oh,
that would be the cure for Arcata's woes. Just let the privatize it. Why do we need Big Brother to buy us a restroom?
Right.
Let the private sector handle it.
Am I the only one who thinks that, like, our sort of secrecy around the excretion of waste product is, like, a little overblown?
You may be the only one. You're the only one in this room.
Yeah, maybe. I just feel like, look, we breathe. It's in and out. It's a normal thing. Like, this is a normal thing, just like that. I don't understand why it's so...
Well, in what way do you think society ought to lighten up about that?
Okay, for instance, urination.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, this is the low-hanging fruit of that world. I got theories on the other end. But, you know, like, pee outside day that they do in Denmark or whatever, you know, like, water use gets cut by 50%.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
They have like a national day where it's pee outside day.
So you think that it should be whatever societal strictures exist against peeing outside should be removed, should be just fine?
I would put some asterisks on that. But yeah, I mean, nothing like we've all been stuck downtown somewhere trying to find a bathroom. It's like not for public use, not for public use. Well, what do you do?
No, I know. I agree with that. I mean, it is I think it's ridiculous that Arcata doesn't have a public restroom.
That's right. Take that, Arcata.
I know
Larry's
that,
bringing the hammer.
I know the issues. Someone's got to pay for it. It's got to be maintained. It's not as simple as just constructing it. But
they've solved this in
people
Europe.
Know how to. I mean, yes, public restrooms exist.
Yeah, vending restrooms.
Ferndale. And look at all the lowlifes we have here.
That's right. The public toilet here is not a bum magnet.
No. No, it is not.
Have you ever seen a vagrant in Ferndale?
Yeah, there was a homeless lady for a little while.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to her?
I don't know. This was several years ago, and she kind of stopped being around, so I don't know whether they ran her off or she moved on or what the story was. But she was with us for a couple of months.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's news to me. Do you think that we have made the houseless population a little bit, like, it seems like in recent years, wow, this is going nowhere, but just hear me out for a second. We have in years lately my mouth is not working. We cutified the problem, you know, with terms like hobo, which is just almost an adorable term of endearment, right? You know, you've got this person with the satchel over their shoulder and the raggedy pants hanging
jumping
out
on trains,
frying pan Jack.
Right.
Complaining about bulls at the St. Louis rail yard.
Eating his shoes.
Exactly. Like, that sort of thing. It seems like when you come face to face with actual vagrancy, like, it's not pretty at all. That's an extremely hard life.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I would agree with that.
Never mind.
Where does that go? Well, no, come on. You must have had a larger point than that.
There's a thought missing somewhere in the middle here, and I'm aware of it now.
Because I don't think we're hoboing nowadays.
What do you say?
Like, no, like, you, maybe, like, in the 30s. But like now, if we were walking, like if I was walking in Arcata and I said to someone, "Look at all these hobos," you'd be like, "What? They're hobos?
Hobos?
Yeah." I don't think that would.
That's not the preferred nomenclature.
Well, I don't think like, that. I think
you don't think they're actual hobos.
I think people would find that to be an odd term to use.
Well, what's the term for homeless people in Arcata?
Well, I don't know.
Vagrants.
Homeless people.
Hippies.
Houseless.
Houses, yeah.
I don't know.
Unencumbered.
Whatever you say,
property.
Someone's going to be upset about it. Yes. Yeah, free spirits.
Yeah, exactly. Gypsy souls.
They
but that's always me like, gypsy's kind of racist, man. Shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say gypsies.
Yeah, I'm trying to work
except
that out.
Except for in the jazz context. Then
No, even then.
Oh, I think it's okay in the jazz context.
Really? Do you like race records too, Larry?
Well, I don't know.
So sorry about that.
So hard these days.
Oh,
can't say anything.
It's so hard being a white male in America.
The no good Redwood Ramblers, you know them?
Sure.
So that now I'm offended by that.
Why?
Well, all Redwood Ramblers are no good.
Yes, exactly. We just start the good Redwood Ramblers.
Oh well.
Hey, our ALO sign is. We're being told that they're both. Hey, Chris Berry. We're being told that they're both Netflix.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
We know that.
I'm he still. I will get it, though, to watch that Arrested Development when it comes back. That's got to happen.
I don't know. It's not as. I have this feeling that Netflix, streaming Netflix, or some streaming service could be so awesome. It could be Spotify of movies, but it's not.
Sure.
Because there's so much stuff that's not available. Rear Window, forget it. North by Northwest, not going to happen.
No.
Idiocracy, no.
You got to see that.
I know.
For real.
I'm waiting.
It's a good movie.
I check it almost every week.
Scott, what plants crave?
I want it.
Electrolytes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, can I leave you with something just really uncomfortable and weird?
Can I? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just one quick question.
Sure.
Is that wine?
Oh, my shirt?
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked, Larry. That's fresh blood.
What happened?
I had a cocaine nosebleed today.
No way.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere?
Well, I mean, yeah, basically.
Wow.
It looked exactly like a coke nosebleed, though.
Okay.
Because I'm just standing there talking to my coworker down the hall, and then suddenly I feel it well up. Right there, right on my hoodie.
Wow.
Blood.
That's too bad.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's gone now.
It makes you look tough.
Well, it suggests I'm either a serial nose picker or a coke addict. Or both.
Or you spill wine.
I wouldn't wear. Who would wear wine stained clothing to work? No. We're good with it. Don't.
Okay.
Is that. You're not stained.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I have spilled wine on these pants, though.
Do you remember where you were when Kennedy was shot?
In my...
crib.
Parents. No, I was... Let's see. I was... no, because I was like 9 months old.
Okay.
Yeah, how about you?
I was unborn.
Uh-huh.
You
remember it from a past life?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're being told that they do have Pootie Tang on Netflix.
Seen it.
Good movie, right?
Oh, great.
You know who wrote that?
Chris Rock.
Louis C.K.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, know who wrote Patton?
Patton, the movie?
Yeah, the general guy.
Yeah, the general guy. Who?
Coppola.
Really?
Yeah, I was really shocked to hear that. He was 24 years old.
Do you know the dude who was the knight when, in Monty Python who got his arms chopped off? Like,
yeah.
It's just a flesh wound? That's like Sir... What famous actor was that?
The guy who got everything chopped off. He was just a torso.
Yeah, he was just a stump.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, Monty Python. No, it was like Sir Richard... Why was it Sir Richard Branson? Sir Richard Branson was the Black Knight from Monty Python. Oh, God, I'm not going to find it now. Never mind.
IMDb.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
I feel bad about all this.
Yes, let it go.
Yeah.
The greatest of all. One day a man.
November 22nd.
Campaigning in Texas.
1963.
With welcome smile.
Waving at the crowd.
He greeted them all.
He loved everybody.
He wasn't aware.
He didn't know.
His life was in danger.
This was his last trip.
For no one can tell just when the big boss will call.